In the past, when you got the end of the show here at the Tulsa State Fair and the various market animal divisions, you picked the grand champion. Not so here in 2010. They have gone to a format that's similar to some other events, including the Oklahoma Youth Expo, selecting the breed champions or the division champions, and then bringing those top animals together at one time, the species together, and let them all show for grand champion. Now, of course, the Oklahoma Youth Expo is so big that they can't have meat goat division at the same time as the sheep and the hog. So, as a result, they're shown early on. However, the other three species, lambs and hogs and steers, are shown on that Sunday night at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Then they've got their premium auction on Monday. In this case, at the Tulsa State Fair, it's a Thursday night, Friday morning process. Thursday night, the first ever Night of Champions for the Tulsa State Fair. And we talk with Mark Andrus, the president and CEO of the fair, about why this particular event. Mark, tell me why the Tulsa Fair decided to do this type of an event tonight for your junior market show. This is the first time you've done this grand finale.
Yes, it is. We've talked about it. Brandy Herndon and her great staff said, what if we had a night of champions? What if we got everybody together under the same rooftop and applauded for everybody for individual excellence and just group excellence?
As you did this, you brought obviously all the species together. Good crowd here tonight. You were saying that this is something that folks may remember for a long time.
Well, I hope so. This is the 107th Tulsa State Fair. Next year we'll be celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Agriculture Fair. So tradition means a lot to me, us, and I think everyone. Well, you are part of a tradition that started tonight. 25 years from now, it'll be the 25th anniversary of a great night of champions.
This particular show is one of the larger junior stock shows in America. As a matter of fact, Oklahoma's got a pair of the biggest ones.
Sure does. We have a total in our 11-day fair. We'll have a little over 13,000 animals. And we have just a premier facility. It's the oldest barn we have is 6 years old, and we just spent $800,000 on remodeling that, putting enclosed doors, putting new insulation. We're very proud of what we have. Well, it's great today, and it'll be a little bit greater tomorrow.
Very good. And of course, we've got the premium sale that is a big tradition of the stock show as well.
Our agribusiness manager, Brandy Herndon, has not slept in about a month. And right now, she was so worried about this, and now I'm going to have to talk her off the ledge because she won't sleep until that sale is over. It'll be great. Everyone's welcome. What a great day tomorrow's going to be.
President and CEO of Expo Square and, of course, the Tulsa State Fair, Mark Andrus, talking with us at the Night of Champions at the Tulsa State Fair, the grand champions in the steer division, the hog division, the lamb division, and the meat goat division, all selected on Thursday night, now ready for the premium auction of the top animals, including these grand champions and reserves that were selected on Thursday night. That'll be 11 a.m. on Friday morning at the Tulsa State Fair. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.